It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, lovely little blow there to start.
that's always good to start with a blowjob. Sorry. I'm blowing my nose is what I'm talking about. You know what it is? I've got a cold. I'm in the cold.
What's happened to you?
Bro, well, many things. Firstly, I was going to start the podcast by just singing, just the two of us, we can make it if we try, because it's just the two of us again.
Can you believe this guy?
Is the brown load becoming a lighter load for 2025? Is the question on everybody's lips. What's happened to Kedge? Is the question in the papers. I'm sure Biz Asia, Network East, that was an older, what's the newspaper?
Eastern Eye,
there you go. Yeah. Eastern Eye going to run the story.
This
is long. That's got to be long gone, is it?
Well, I think it is,
I've got my second cousin, sort of, like my family, like through my dad's family. It's my dad's sister's family owned this, but this.
You're joking.
So we grew up with that, and that's why it was always like, when you get older.
Cine Blitz.
Oh,
was
my
that one?
God, yeah.
Yeah, that was one, wasn't it?
That was
it. See, I'm just trying to think of the kind of media that would pick up on this big hot story that is traveling through the Asian media right about now.
Yeah, right. So you got to think, right, everyone, and the people listening to this is going to notice. And by the way, if I always talk about this being a real podcast, you're about to hear me get very real.
Yeah,
right?
He is. Because he's not happy.
You are right now. Anyone listening to this podcast is in the canteen of the Brown Load offices, where me and Satch have got our trays, we've lined up, we've got our food, we've sat down, and now we're going to go, what's going on with that? Your mate Kedge? And he's going, hey, my mate Kedge is your mate Kedge. So,
I mean, I've only been saying that for 6 years. So,
I wouldn't normally throw him under the bus, but I'm going to today, because...
Do it. You'll feel better. You'll feel better for it.
Because taking the piss out of Kedge is always quite enjoyable, right? Because he's the kind of person that sets himself up for it, you know? Like, he'll say dumb stuff. And some people even message the podcast and go, we love him for his bakwas. We hate him for his bakwas. But he kind of represents that friend that we all have, and maybe you've got listening to this podcast right now, who is full of a bit of shit. But yet, amongst the shit that they talk, they are also, there's a little bit of wisdom, a little bit of smartness there. You know, Kedge's grammar school educated. He's a bright lad. But he's also an absolute bindu, freshy, annoying twat, right? So we are in...
Oh,
we
get on Kedge's. Get off
your chest. Oh, bruv, I'm telling you, I'm going to get up my chest. So I've made many a reference to the fact that in the 6 odd years of doing this podcast, I've not taken a week off. If I've taken a week off, we've all taken a week off because it just hasn't worked out for anyone.
Yeah. I think I've maybe missed one.
Bro, okay, I'm going to put a number on it. And then my number is 15. You, Sachin, have done 15 podcasts from Dubai.
Probably more, mate.
Oh, really? Would you say more?
Probably more.
I can feel like it's definitely 10. And then I thought, because it's probably more, it's about 15. But basically, every time you go to Dubes, as you call it, you do a pod. And let's be honest.
And India.
The time in Dubes is 4 odd hours ahead, something like that.
Yeah, 4 hours, right? Yeah.
So, you know, when we're getting down to record it at 8 o'clock in the evening, you're there midnight, 1 o'clock. And you stay in your, can I say where you stay?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you stay in your brother's house where he lives with his wife and their small children.
Yeah.
And you're the one in the lounge making all that noise.
Yeah, I am.
But this one, right? So I was going to say this Gujarati, but you're Gujarati, but you're the good one. This bad, I've got a good Gujarati and I've got bad Gujarati.
Who's the ugly Gujarati?
Yeah. Oh, who's the what?
The ugly Gujarati.
Oh, come on, bro. It's the one with the massive nostrils. Everyone knows that. Oh, come on, you know that. With those bat caves that he's got. Jeez, come on. No. So he's a handsome chap, actually. I'm not going to diss him for that. But what I will say is, Kedge is in Ahmedabad right now. So last week he was, where was he last week? Why did he not make it?
He was here and he still didn't make it.
Okay, yeah, because he was gonna leave.
He was gonna leave.
Bro, I'm not gonna be able to do it. I'm, you know, got a pack, got all this stuff going on. The next day, I'm gonna be flying, and we all thought that's a bit weak.
That is a bit weak. I'm flying tomorrow to Dubs. I'm still here.
Yep, you are. And look, what's the time there now? Eight, nine o'clock.
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock.
Well, so let everyone know this: if anyone's ever waited for a mate, if anyone's ever got a mate, that is the one that is kind of like always late, or maybe just always coming out with excuses. And he was in a bit of an excuse last week, and then today he's been. He actually, for the first time ever in the 10 odd years I've known him now.
Yeah,
he was DMing me on Instagram. We don't DM; we got each other's number.
Oh,
so I think it started because he reacted to one of my posts because I'm in Finland with the family for half term.
You are.
They're asleep upstairs. I'm talking quietly, but not quietly. But they're asleep in our little chalet thing that we got where we are.
Looks very nice, by the way. It's very woody behind you.
Oh, mate, yeah, I got wood. I've definitely got
wood. A lot of wood, mate. Honestly,
you know what it is? It's funny, isn't it? Because you come to these kind of wooden lodges.
There's so much wood there, I can smell it.
You can smell my wood. Sorry, I should have a shower. I'll have a shower. Sorry, that's disgusting, that is, everyone. Yes, you're right.
Wait, do you know what I mean? The woody smell.
And actually, look, just for you, Satch, I'm going to turn around. It's sort of wooden everywhere. Look.
Lovely.
Or even like there's beams and stuff in the lodge and stuff.
It looks like you're in a massive sauna.
Right. Well, we have got a sauna. We've got they put and all the underfloor is heated, so it's cozy as anything in here. Super. Look, I'm in a t-shirt. When am I ever in a t-shirt? You know me.
Yeah.
But I've got this bit of a cold because just been run down the last few days. I've been working like a beast, and I think what's happened is I've got on holiday, and apparently this happens. This is quite normal as well. That when you've been working, and you suddenly stop, you get ill. It all catches up. Your body goes. Guess what?
And you know what? Do you know what, Tommy? I woke up this morning feeling a little bit like that, like as if, and I'll tell you why I think that's happened, because it knows in tomorrow, that's it. I'm switched off. That's it. It's done. Off.
So they're going, oh, guess what? We've held back on all these germs and all these colds and all these flus while he's been working and gigging, and you kind of power through it. But anyway, let me go back to moaning. So, so there he is, right? So he's been DM'd me, and I saw that he put up on his story, the what's it called, farfar, you know, like those crisps, those multicolored crisps,
that quavers,
but multicolored quavers,
but not cheesy,
green and yellow and red and
orange quavers,
and he put up a picture of some street seller with a massive, like a black bag full of them, like, but it's a clear black bag full of like 30 other smaller bags of them, so he's just selling them, right? And then I saw he put up a picture of bulb budgie being made on the street. I saw that. And obviously it looks roasting hot in Ahmedabad. And there
he's
I am.
He's in Mumbai, by the way. Is he in Mumbai? I'm sure he tagged in Juhu. So yeah, that's in Mumbai.
Oh, okay. Maybe I could. I just thought he was in Gujarat. Okay, but fine. I'll be honest. All I saw was dusty floor. So I didn't think that was Mumbai. Yeah. I thought that was a bit more Bind. So I thought if he's in the Bind, he might be in his own little, whatever it
territory.
Is. Kedjikord, wherever Kedjikord is.
Rajkot.
So yeah, I saw that, and he's DM me, he goes, bruv, our worlds are so different right now. You're there in Finland, and I'm here in India.
Yeah.
He goes, and his exact words were, he goes, I'm sweating my knackers off.
Yeah,
and I said, and mine are non-existent. Mine have disappeared because it's so cold. Right,
gone. Yeah.
So and I thought, and I even said it to my wife. I went, oh, we're DMing each other. I said, we've never done that. It feels weird to DM him. I'm like, I'll just WhatsApp you. And also, I don't really check his story or anybody else's. I don't really do that.
No, you're not a story watcher now.
No.
You might comment on the odd something that is, if I posted something to the timeline.
Some of your posts when you've got those cool 360 cameras on your DJ booth and well, I'm like, whoa, that looks mad. Have you done that?
Yeah.
But can I say, so this is what I'm building up to.
Yeah.
This is for everyone who's got that person. And actually, I didn't think he was that person because we're not a flaky bunch of guys. I haven't really got. Okay, I don't know where to start with all this because I'm having a proper moan. It's getting me wound up. So we are, we're professional. We're people of our word, right? Mm. We're those kind of people. I don't have many friends because we don't have time for them. I mix with, like, you guys.
Yeah. A
couple of business people for my property stuff.
Yeah.
And a couple of old uni mates. But that's it.
That's it. Yeah.
other than that, I mix with comedians, I mix with funny, talented.
But they're you're not really your friends. You wouldn't call them your friends.
Yeah, because we're working together.
So yeah, you work.
I would love to say that we are friends as a result of working together, but we met through work.
That's right.
So it's not like we've all just met. Mm. So the people who are in my life regular have got to kind of be of a certain standing.
And of course.
I just ain't got no time. We ain't got no time for bullshit. Ain't got no time for flakiness. Ain't got no time for, he's not answering his phone, which is what's happened tonight.
Yeah.
So what's happened tonight is Kedge isn't answering his phone. So I promise you, I'm sharing this not to be self-indulgent on a Tommy's just having a moan about Kedge, but I'm like, we all know that person. And I didn't think he was that person. But now he goes, cool, we're on. We worked it out. 8 o'clock your time, Satch, which is when we've been waiting now an hour.
Yeah.
Which is 10 o'clock my time. It's now 11 o'clock here in Finland. And it's now, what, like 2:30, something like that in the morning?
Half two in the morning in India.
Right. And he said, he goes, I'm going to a party. But then by the time we get back and all that, it'd be fine. So I don't know whether he's got drunk, whether he's got lucky, he's finally found the man of his dreams. I don't know what's happened, but
it was that bow budgie. So I'm telling you, he was taking photos of him in the day.
Let's be honest. I saw him with in front of a bag of that farfar, and then the bow budgie. Maybe he's on the toilet somewhere, going, I can't move.
Nah, doubt
but,
it.
But no, he's so Kedge right now. With my hand and my heart, I have no idea where he is.
Neither of us do.
Or why he's not turned up.
Legit, neither of us do. And do you know what? I kind of called it last week, Tommy, because I said to you at the end of the podcast, I don't think he's going to be here. And do you know what? He ain't here. It's just us two.
Just see. But we got inundated with messages last week saying, actually, lovely just to hear you and Snatch talk.
Do you know what? I actually did get a fair few messages saying, do you know what? There was just the two of you, but it was cool. I really enjoyed it.
I'm now sticking another little jab into the Kedge wound or whatever you call it. I don't know what the phrase is. But people went, you know what? When Kedge ain't around, it's really nice to hear what Satch's got to say. So like, he obviously talks over you. So look, of course we love Kedge to bits and all that.
I don't know about that.
But I just don't know where he is right now. So hope he's all right.
At least we know that you're in Finland. He's in India. You said he's in a place where there's probably all brown people, and you're in a place where there's probably not a brown person for
zero.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's it like? What's it? I mean, I've never been to any of those countries like Finland, Denmark, Norway. What's it like?
Yeah. Well, firstly, snow everywhere, and what I mean by that is snow on the trees, snow on the floor, snow on the curb. Yes, we hired a car out here. You can't see the road markings. So you're just driving in the tracks of cars in front of you, like where they've worn out the pavement. And then I'm like, is that pavement or is that a parking bit there?
Don't know.
Like, and obviously everything's the other way around. Yeah. So you're on the right hand side of the road, going right round a roundabout, not left round a roundabout.
Okay.
So it's all of that. But honestly, I came to Finland for the travel show when I was doing it like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I wasn't married and I told myself, this is magical. Like, just to look out and see white from floor to sky. Yeah,
right. You know?
And I don't mean the people. I mean, like,
I was going to say, the people are this. Yeah.
And that as well. But just see all that. And everything's so clean and crisp. And people are nice, you know? Mm. And everyone's got their snow boots on. But it's just like one big resort. One big snow resort.
Tommy, I said it to you last week. I still don't get it. Like, the last few days over here has been freezing. Like, it was, you know, cars were frosted over the last few mornings when I was getting into it in the morning. You've gone somewhere colder than here. Like, I just can't get my head around that.
Yeah, but it's different, isn't it? Because you've got your thermals, then you've got your base layer, then you've got another layer, and then you've got
But that cold must hit jacket. Your bones, bruv, like differently.
Well, I've got to say, I can feel it because I think I'm a bit unwell. But normally, even with me having a bit of a cold, that the excitement of the snow and sledges.
Excitement. And how old are you, 12?
Yeah, well, I'm with a 12-year-old and an 8-year-old, and they're excited.
So you can live it
through them. But it's been mad. So today we went on like snowmobiles and just went.
How was that?
On a frozen lake.
Oh, is that
on a giant frozen lake?
Is that safe?
Well, I hope. Well, I'm back.
You're here.
Put it this way. Well, it's safer wherever Kedge is because he didn't make it back from his day out. So So if I can go snowmobiling on a frozen lake with my wife and kids, I'm pretty sure he can. He can go and eat some street food in Mumbai and make it for the podcast. So actually, funny say that it's all white people here.
Yeah.
Can I say this? I think I can say this. Yeah, it's all right. I'm not saying anything out of order. The driver of our excursion today,
okay,
was a lady. Right. I say a lady, kind of look like a girl to me. Like right. She's probably in her 30s. But
woman.
But you know when they're so much younger than you, they look like a bit of a girl as well. But anyway, she's probably about 30.
Yeah. Okay.
And she was Chinese, right?
Right.
But she had an accent, but I don't know what.
Yeah.
I think it was like a Finnish, Swedishy, whatever, Scandinavian-y accent, right?
What was her name?
Didn't find out because she just came. Okay. She goes, hello, you go snowmobile? I go, that's us, right? Picked us up. And we get a couple other people in the excursion. Nice. We picked up another couple of people on the way. We go do the snowmobiles. On the way back, she stops off at her office because she goes, I just need to get my charger for my phone. And hand back in some of the things. People had borrowed a few things from them, like masks or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And as she's walking back to the van, the police pull up.
Oh.
And she's just walking back to the van, and they just pulled up and they stopped the van next to her. And they went, excuse me, where are you going? To her. She's just about to get in the van. She goes, I'm taking my customers back to their hotel. Da, 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 da. And they go, right, we're going to need to see your papers. And I thought,
wow.
Why do they? Wow. Of all the people, they've done a random stop on her.
I don't think it's that. They saw you brown folks in the van.
We're in the van.
We didn't get none of these. Where have these not come from?
Yeah.
They're like, probably up to that be it.
No, we were in the van. They
didn't see you.
Well, then they came up to the van, popped their head in, and went, where are you going with this lot? And that was the other thing, by the way. They spoke in English.
Where are you going with this lot? It's brown people in the van.
Yeah. Yeah, that's and she was going to drop out to the hotel. He goes, we're going to need to see your papers and all that, right? Yeah. And she goes, okay, I have to go back to the office and get my driving license. It's in there. And they went, give us the papers for the van then. She goes, that's all in there.
Yeah.
Her phone, she goes, my driving license is on my phone and my phone's not charged up. And I'm looking at him like, you sound like you're bullshitting. Now you sound like you're Kedge. Are you coming on the podcast tonight? I bet she would let us down as well.
Wish they caught her on.
and then the police, this is right there by, and actually I'll put up a little picture of on my story as well of the police with my wife and kids. But then they're like, where are you looking? And then they said they popped their head in, he goes to me, where are you staying?
Yeah.
And luckily the place that we're staying sounds like Heat Up My Auntie, right? Huh? And that's
your auntie.
Heat Up My Auntie. He tapped me auntie.
He tapped your auntie.
You put your auntie by the fire, you're gonna heat up your auntie.
He didn't tap up your auntie.
No, he didn't want to tap. Maybe he does. I should have put him in touch with her and said, look, this is my poor wife's number. But he goes, it's just spelt weird. It's like HIITJOM. He did me auntie. And then
he tapped me auntie.
So he looked at me, goes, where are you going? I went, he did me auntie. And I said it quickly. Yeah. And he went, all right, okay, let me see the address. He goes, all right, he did me auntie. Okay, right. Yeah, he did me auntie. And that was a weird thing. So he pulled up over this woman and he spoke in English to her. And she spoke in English back. And I don't even think that's a bit weird.
Like, what's their language there? Finnish?
Finnish. They speak Finnish. They speak their own, they've got their own language. Right. And then.
That's weird, isn't it?
Obviously, after they did all the paperwork and everything else, everything was all cleared up, and we were, firstly, by the time they let us go, he goes, look, this is how nice the Finnish cops are. He goes, you got people in the back. Why don't you do this? Keep on driving to where you got to drop them off. Yeah. We'll follow you.
We'll
check your plates and all that stuff in the car, so your customers don't have to wait.
Brilliant, brilliant.
What copper would do that?
Yeah, right? No, but that's the right thing to do, Tommy.
Right. Then she goes, I can't drive. Because my battery's dead on my phone. It's still charging up. That's why I can't give you my license. I don't know the way. And I thought, who in the freshness is this one now? She's like, local guy. So then I give her my phone. She starts driving with that. No, then the police go, we'll lead the way. We know where we're going. He to my auntie. We're going to go there.
He to my auntie.
But I've pulled it up on my sat nav already on my phone. They go the long way. Right. I'm going, it's a left ear. I can see it on the map.
Now you're trying to correct the police that are from the area of Heat Up Me Auntie.
Right. So he's now gone straight. He's missed the bridge that we needed to get over the frozen lake. And he's going straight. He's going the long way. And I see my sat-nav go 7 minutes. Now it's 9 minutes. I'm like, well, you're an idiot. And I'm like, He can't, obviously, she can't just go, I can't just go bust this left here. He'll meet us there. He knows where we're going. Yeah. You know, like, this is our own way. So then we're going, oh, what do we do? But then she has to just carry on following his stupid route. Mm. Eventually, we catch up by our villa.
Yeah.
Thing, our chalet shack.
Lovely.
And that's where it clarified. And I said to her on the way, I said, how come they speak in English? She goes, that's normal. That's normal over here because there's so many different people here. But I'm like, there are some countries they would not speak English. Like, like French.
No. Yeah, I mean, it's happened to me in France. I think I've been stopped there and they didn't speak English.
At all. And even if you say to them, do you speak English? They go, no, I do not. No. Then they'll carry on.
But they just said it in English.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And so they're just screwing. They're like, why should? And I was a bit like that today, actually. I was like, why should they have to speak English? Why should they have to speak? You know, like that's weird.
Oh, here we go.
But they've got their own mother tongue. This is their country. You should be able to speak.
Okay, fine.
I tell you what, I'm going to link it to now in my head. Modi, right? Yeah. They were this is what happened. So in the van, the other two people that were traveling with
us. Was Modi with you as well?
No, Modi was not there. Okay. But Modi did is heat in up his America. Auntie? He would definitely want to heat up his auntie. But he goes, the guy in the van goes, he goes, oh, French, Italians, they only speak, you know, that you get some stubborn ones that only want to speak the language.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, I do business in China.
Right.
And he goes, China don't give a monkeys. They want you to speak their language. So he goes, if you're going over there to do a trade deal or do some deal, you better brush up on your
Mandarin,
Cantonese, whatever it is,
you know,
to converse with them. Otherwise, they're going to go, see you later, mate.
Right? Oh, wow.
And it made me think of Modi because in all these little clips that I'm seeing, and I haven't really been following it that closely, of Modi in America, at the press conference, Giza's only speaking in Hindi.
But Trump is getting questions from, you know, like the media and stuff. And bless him, they're speaking English. He can't understand them. Have you seen any of
them? Did you see that clip? Did you see it?
I've seen quite a few of them.
Because this guy comes out with the freshest sounding question. It was like a proper put on accent, like almost a caricature of the accent. It wasn't like, Mr. Trump, sir, we would like to know. Yeah. It wasn't like that. He was talking quickly.
Lucky put it on purpose, hammed it up a bit.
And Donald Trump just goes, I can't understand what he's saying. I can't understand. Like, what? Somebody help me out here.
And then he had an interpreter to interpret English to English to Trump, which I thought was weird. So obviously, asking the questions, he's speaking English, but obviously not Indian English. And then there's a guy sat behind Trump interpreting the English to English.
That's so funny. What is that interpreter's job? I interpret tutti futti English basically, into English.
Basically,
that's hilarious. That's so funny. That's someone's job right there. But no, that was a job. I thought they're all they're all over there as well. But
now before you went, you went to was it Leeds? You were up in Leeds, and you said I think end of last week you were just like you would be the BTS was. You were doing two gigs at the same time.
Bro, first time ever. I felt like, honestly, I don't know what it feels like, obviously, and don't jump down my throat for using this analogy, but I felt like I was cheating on someone because I was literally playing two places at the same time.
Ooh.
So
ooh, one naughty, show started, naughty.
One show started at 7 o'clock, Bollywood Time Machine.
Yeah.
The other award show started at 7:30. They are an 8-minute walk from each other. I start one show off at 7 o'clock, do 10, 15 minutes, walk around to the other one at 7:23, 7:24.
Didn't want to drive?
You couldn't park anywhere. I tested it out. I got there early in the day. I thought, if I was to drive between the two, what would I do?
Yeah.
And actually, I thought one of them, you just can't park anywhere. So I thought, best just leave the car. And actually, the drive was 6 minutes because of the way Leeds Town Centre is. I thought, another 3-4 minutes, I might as well just walk it, right?
Yeah.
So I started one show off, leg it cross town, do the first set of the awards, then go back, do a little bit more at the Bollywood show, then leg it back and finish off the award show for the Hair and Beauty Awards.
Did anyone notice, do you think?
Nobody noticed.
Really?
Nobody noticed. And I pulled it off. But
smashed it then. Well done, Tommy.
Honestly, what was so... I think I always worry about what you can say, what you can't say nowadays. But one room is purely Indian. The Bollywood Time Machine group, right?
Yeah.
That was in the wardrobe in Leeds. wicked crowd. I mean, really wicked crowd. Loud, Larry singing along, up for all their Bollywood songs. Yeah. Awesome. The other room was all gore. I'm telling you, it was like Finland. Not one brown person, right? And it was all, and it was mainly women because it's the Hair and Beauty Awards. It's all masseuses, nail technicians, semi-permanent makeup, all that kind of stuff. And they are Larry and lovely as well. They're all like having fun. There's a real camaraderie amongst hair and beauty people. They all like, they're like a little family that work in the salons.
So then, you know, the next question is, did you like drop the wrong joke at the wrong event? Because that could happen. Because I mean, you know, you knowing you, you'd probably go into the Hair and Beauty Awards and start speaking Hindi or something. Or give it a few lines in Punjabi.
I thought that. As I was going between the two, I was like, these are two different audiences. And then you realize, it's an act. What I do is an act. You stand up for this. You do stand up for brown people. You do stand up for mixed audiences. And you tweak your act accordingly. Mm. And here I am doing a Bollywood show, making Bollywood references and Bollywood little silly little jokes. And then going over there and doing, like, I don't know what to call it, like hair and beauty jokes. Or, you know, whatever, just making jokes about makeup or whatever. Like one of the things I always do, one of the categories is for semi-permanent makeup, which is a thing, right?
Yeah. So I go, I didn't even know that. Okay. What is semi-permanent makeup?
Like, I suppose makeup that lasts a bit longer than normal makeup, but isn't like a tattoo, isn't there forever. So like, I think it's like the eyebrows, you know, when they do that and then they, like, you can get your eyebrows drawn on. I think it's that.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. I didn't know about that.
So then I always go,
two guys talking about makeup.
Yeah, exactly. And then I always go, this is the award for the best semi in the room.
See that? If you drop that at the Bollywood event, do you reckon it would have got that? I think it might have.
It might have been all right. Might have been all right. I don't know. But
and then just think about it. I don't know. You might have ran to the Beauty Awards with one of your singers and he just bust out, you know, a Bollywood song for no reason. Right. Might have happened.
Everyone's getting confused. So, but basically, I went between. But can I say, sorry, I'm going to move it on now. I'm going to say about this. I was going between the two places. So obviously, I've walked 8-9 minutes to one place, 8-9 minutes back again, 8-9 minutes to one place, 8-9 minutes back again. And I'm going in that venue. And I think that's what's made me a bit ill right now. I think I've got a bit coldy. But is it just an Asian thing whereby people think the cold makes you ill? Because I swear I've heard non-Asians go, it's not the cold that makes you ill. You can go in the cold all you like.
I don't know. I woke up this morning feeling a little bit under the weather and straight away my mind went back to last week where I went out in London and I kind of totally misjudged the weather. I kind of just put on one of those light zippy things.
Yep.
And it was freezing. And I was just like, I'm a knob, should have picked up a jacket, like I should have picked up a big jacket. And then, you know, it just kind of plays in your mind. Oh, is it the cold that's got me sick? Is it, I don't know, might be a disease, a little germ you picked up from the gym. Yeah. It could be anything, like, you don't know. Yeah. Could be something, the plane maybe, you know, the air conditioning on the plane is a piece of shit, you know what I mean?
You do the cold plunge. So as you told me last week, for several minutes now.
Yeah.
So if you're able to do that, why can't you handle the cold? So
that's what I mean. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm sure someone will.
It's a blag, I think.
Will help us out.
And it's always, and you know, the desi parents straight away. Oh, it's because you went out in the cold. Oh, it's because you ate ice cream. Oh, it's because you.
Hey, marjana munde. That's what you say.
You had a cold. Wrap up.
It's gonna kill you. Like, wrap up. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. How you been? Where you been? And what you been up to?
Yeah, no, all good. Just busy. As I said, I'm away from tomorrow onwards. So it's just go. And to be fair, I was thinking about it. I forgot about this totally. I've actually got a DJ on Saturday in Dubai. So, you know, like, as much as I'm kind of switching off, I still need to be switched on until Saturday night.
What are you doing? What kind of party? What is it?
It's one of our brunches. So nice. Saturday daytime.
What's it called? BB...
GB3, the Great GB3. British Bangra Brunch. So it's all UK Bangra music and, you know, just stuff that people from the UK, expats, brown people that are over there. And Tommy is sold out. So sold out about 2 weeks in advance and we're over capacity. So need to, get rid of some people. Good problem to have.
Is it like a pool party?
It's not a pool party. We usually do one on a yacht, maybe two on a yacht in a year. But this one's inside in a venue. It's at the old W Hotel off Sheikh Zayed. So, yeah, lovely.
love that.
You need to come with me one time. Keep telling me.
You know what? This weekend, actually, when I get back, I get back on Saturday. We've actually got a 70th birthday that Saturday night. And then Sunday, and because you said about Bangra, it is the Bangra Showdown.
Showdown
is the big university dance competition. It happens once a year. And it's huge. I think they've sold about 1,000 tickets for it in some venue. And it's all students. And I love it. I've been doing it for years.
Lovely.
It's just wicked. You know what? I'll tell you, genuinely what wows me. If I look at all of them dancing and I go, all of their knees work. No one's got bad knees.
You know, like, it's such an old person observation.
Exactly. Like, I can't jump in the air as high as I can. Yeah. And just bounce on my and then bounce on my knees, bruv. Like
on a trampoline.
Yeah, bruv. I would even on a trampoline. I've done trampoline. I go trampoline with the kids now and then.
That was it. Yeah.
And I have to be a bit reserved. First, I have to warm up beforehand. Yeah. I have to get the old massage.
Mash your back up, innit? You can mash your back up.
It's easily done. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to watching knees and hips in action.
Do you know what I'm looking forward to? Hopefully a podcast with three of us next week.
So that might be nice. Let's see.
Might be nice. But I think he's got some
explaining to do.
Do you know what? I'm not going to talk to him in a week now. That's it. I'm not going to say nothing until we get to the podcast next week.
Yeah.
So and then he can kind of say his piece. If he says anything tomorrow, I'm going to tell him to piss off.
Okay. What shall I write in our WhatsApp group right now? I want to write something.
Leave it. There's no point. We don't know where he is. The Farfar man's abducted him. I don't know what's happened.
He's far away.
He's having a good time with the Bambaji man.
Can that be the podcast title?
What's that?
He's far away.
Yeah, he can do. Shall we do things with that and then we just call it a day? I think we've done well again.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay. Then I will give you this because I actually look at me. I feel like I'm the romantic here, excited about seeing Kedge. And I found out.
You didn't sound like at the beginning of the podcast, mate.
No, like I was. In the day, I thought, all right, he's back. He's in back in the podcast.
Oh, okay, fine. Chat.
We'll have that long overdue, you know, catch up.
Then he peed everyone up.
And the one thing I will say about him is he's triggering Kedges, right? He triggers you. He triggers me to kind of get wound up. Even when he's not here, I'm wound up, right? When he's on the podcast, he says dumb stuff, winds me up. But I love it as well because it's entertaining. And actually, I come across, part of the snowmobile safari thing that we did today, there was vegetarian options. I said, oh, what do you want? They do like a turkey sausage. They don't do the pork ones because it's just easier for everyone. But do you want the vegetarian option? And I saw a term for vegetarian that I think applies for Kedge, obviously, because he's vegetarian. Yeah.
Okay.
And that is, are you ready? So the things I learned is vegetarian is Ola Kirpa Otsasa. Ola Kirpa Otsasa. Ola Kirpa. OLLAKYRPA, but with those two dots above it. So that's how you pronounce that.
Okay.
Ola Kirpa Otsasa. So Kedge is Ola Kirpa Otsasa.
Brilliant.
Can I see if you can say it? Kedge is Ola Kirpa
Ola Kirpa Sul.
Otsasa.
Otsasa. He's definitely Otsasa, mate. He's
He's got Otsasa, I think it is. But yeah, he is. He's got an Otsasa. He's an odd mother-in-law. I don't know what that would be. But yeah, so what have you learned?
Well, it's funny. You went something Finland related. I went something country related this week as well. And I learned this week, I don't know what I was reading, but I thought this was quite interesting. The longest straight road in the world, Tommy, is in which country? And I wanted to ask you this because you said you did Route 66. Have you done Route 66?
No, I did the I-10. Route 66 kind of goes down. The 10 goes from LA pretty much to Miami, all the way across.
All the way across. It's not in America. What country would you think it's in?
Okay, so I'm going to say, I think I know what it is, only because of its Punjabi connection. I'm looking at your eyes to see if you give anything away.
Have I?
Is it the GT Road? Is it that?
No.
Because somebody said the GT Road. Oh, GT Road there? No.
No.
The GT Road apparently goes through like Russia and stuff. It carries on.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I got that wrong. Someone will correct me again.
No.
I'm going to look it up. Go on. Okay. Where is the longest road?
The longest straight road in the world is 240 kilometers without any turns. No turns. Just straight.
Oh, wow. Right.
It's in Saudi Arabia.
One. So you get on that road. Unless you're going back, you don't turn off.
You don't turn left or right. It just goes straight.
Okay. And what is that? And it's all inside. Okay. So that's one road in one country.
One road in one country. No bends. Just straight.
See, look, it's saying here, the GT road, the length of it, 3,655 kilometers. That's America.
Okay.
So, but I think it goes across other countries as well. So Saudi Arabia, the road is how many?
240 kilometers. The longest. What's the road called? The longest. It didn't really say the road. Saudi Arabia's Highway 10. That's what it's called. Highway 10.
Highway 10. So you like the I-10. Okay. There you go. This has been a travel-friendly podcast. Mm. For anyone who's on the go, there you go. Mm. For the half-term massive. Enjoy this one. Listening on your travels.
Oh, yeah, it's half-term this week, isn't it? I forgot about that. No wonder everything's like, all the roads are clear and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Mornings are easy. Mm. You can get around stuff. But no,
it's been we're here. Yeah.
I've hired a car in the snow, so I'm driving in the snow. It's pretty sick.
Lovely, lovely.
I do enjoy it. So, right, I'm going to go back to holidays then. Thank you, Satch. For not Thank being you. As flaky as Kedge. Thank you. I appreciate you, Satch. I want you to know that. And if you want to take 2 weeks off, I will not cuss you for it.
I might do, actually. I'm away for the next 2 weeks. No, I'm joking. I'm never going to. Come on, man. Come on.
I tell you what. I'm going to tell him that we're all going to meet up one day.
We just won't turn up.
Harry Kane is going to be there. And some other, what's his team? Tottenham Hotspur Legends. And then I'm just not going to show up. I'm going to say, I made it all up. Now with payback for your farfar, man. Then I'm going to send him a picture of some farfar.
Brilliant.
Anyway, he's farfar away. We'll leave him as that. Thank you for listening, everyone. We'll catch you next week. Hopefully with the three of us.
Laters.
Laters.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No